Now, just when you thought the Internet had grown up, Bruce Goldfarb of Baltimore reminds us that its wonderfully adolescent roots are still alive and well. As a challenge to web surfers, Goldfarb put a picture of his brother Larry's face on the web so that anyone with imaging software could take a crack at Larry's face by improving its placement on a more entertaining body. Bruce Goldfarb joins us from Baltimore. And perhaps, Bruce, you can tell us about this picture of your brother Larry, who appears in it to be caught in a moment of great surprise, the whites of his eyes fully visible, as if he's having a really bad thyroid day.
I don't know exactly what the look on his face is. It's disgust or indignation. I don't know. But I had a need to practice some Photoshop, and I needed something to practice with. And there was Larry's face, so I just put some things together, and it was just something amusing for friends and family, and that was that.
And now it has gone way beyond the boundaries of the family. What have other folks done with Larry's face that you've seen?
Some of them aren't suitable for a family audience.
I see.
There have been plenty of those. They have put Larry's face on the he's apparently a hit in Australia, and the Prime Minister's face. I don't recognize him, so I don't really know. They've sent me some morphing pictures, which are really, they're amazing, but too huge to put up on the website. They're megabyte size. People are also sending me suggestions. The people like to see Larry as a girl for some reason.
How many people have actually taken part in this communal online activity of sticking Larry's face in different scenes?
Last week, somebody mentioned it at another website, and within a period of 8 or 10 hours, it had registered 36,591 hits. And then last Sunday, it was the subject of a Photoshop contest at the FARC.com website, and it was unleashed on these incredibly brilliant and talented and witty people who did some tremendous things with it. It's a really unlimited possibilities here.
Well, joining us by telephone from Farmingdale, New York on Long Island, Bruce, is your brother Larry Goldfarb. And Larry, just how grateful are you to your brother Bruce for putting it out there as an exercise for online photo editors the world over?
It's a mixed blessing, let me tell you. At first, I was minorly annoyed. It's like, oh, you know, Osama bin Larry, I mean, like, come on, you know? But I guess I'm a source of amusement to an awful lot of people, so who am I to complain?
Tell us about that original photo of you when you're staring like the proverbial deer in the headlights at the camera. What's happening?
I must have run out of faces to make into the camera, so I kind of, like, gave it the bulging eye stare, and boom, there it is. Hey, for posterity.
And now we can see you on Saddam Hussein's body, for example.
Well, I kind of like the Three Stooges.
The other Larry.
The other Larry.
That's right.
One of the more creative ones, I thought, was the Where's Waldo picture, I guess, where there are hundreds of little dotted faces, and there in the middle of them is a tiny Larry's face stuck in the middle.
There's some great stuff. Some people are doing some great things out there.
How rich have you gotten off of this project, Bruce Goldfarb?
Not at all. I haven't made a dime off of it. I could not have planned this if I tried. This was completely accidental and unintended. Any person in the world can make a fool out of Larry, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
That's a truly fraternal sentiment.
Yeah, that's sibling for you, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Brother.
Well, thanks to both of you for talking with us about this project. Larry Goldfarb of The Face in Farmingdale, New York, and Bruce Goldfarb in Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
And if you want to see or perhaps tamper with Larry Goldfarb's face, you can go to npr.org.